is what we have here, everyone. Let me read it to you. The Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers thanks Governor Tim Walz for not standing in the way of spreading Satanism in the state capitol building. Satan has a special place for you.
While Christians are being slaughtered worldwide, over 4,800 martyred for their faith in the latest reporting period alone, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa's jihadist killing fields, not to mention the slaughtered Zoroastrians taking place in Iran, Don Lemon's stochastic terror rants fueling the growing anti-Christian narrative slide right on by in the land of the First Amendment, unchallenged by our Soros-embedded so-called justice system.
There's nothing in the Constitution that tells you what time you can protest. You can protest at any time. That's the whole point of it, is to disrupt, to make uncomfortable.
I think this DOJ, via Pam Bondi, who wears her crucifix, who will not ever address anybody's suffering, they have a problem with those types of white people being confronted and called out on their hypocrisy.
And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that entitlement comes from a supremacy, a white supremacy.
I have preached for many years that there will come a time when we'll find out who are Christians by label and by convenience, and who are Christians by conviction. And certainly we're entering those days now. I believe we should pray for this congregation, and we should be vigilant as Christians to exercise our freedom, to worship our Savior, and to stand unashamed for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now the Eighth Circuit just unsealed those filings on arrest warrants tied to church invasions, where the judge's concurrence lays it bare. In this corrupted America, tainted Article III benches and Democrat urban jury pools stacked with Bolshevik sympathizers guarantee these church-disrupting, service-interrupting, child-frightening radicals will never face real justice.
The hypocrisy here is thick, and I would say that what we have here is a situation where rights were violated. Those rights need to be protected, and there is a law here that can be accessed to ensure those protections.
That's the nightmare we're living right now. This judge apparently sees storming a sanctuary, shattering worship, and terrorizing little kids as no big deal, not even illegal. But does the court of public opinion agree with what court filings revealed was said and done by the protesters? Quote, "Your parents are Nazis," end quote, was yelled directly in the faces of children while accusing parents of being Nazis who would burn in hell. Quote, "This ain't God's house. This is the house of the devil," end quote, was shouted by protester William Kelly. Accusations that the church was, quote, harboring killers, end quote, directed at the congregation. In the chaos, some protesters reportedly shouted, quote, "shoot," end quote, amid fears of guns, contributing to panic that felt like a, quote, "mass shooting," end quote, to one victim, as stairs were blocked to prevent parents from reaching Sunday school children. And now the DOJ has withdrawn its request for those five arrest warrants, including Don Lemon, following the appellate rejection.
What you witnessed Don Lemon do is churches, they target white churches because white churches are being told, you got to be friendly and nice. And you just got to look past it and just love them. I love mine. Let me love your hands, oh Lord. Let me love your throat as I pray for you.
Amen. Don Lemon, don't come here. You roll up in this church doing stuff like that, and it's going to be the Royal Rumble.
Fake news magas are losing their mind over something that's not even true.
I'm trying to understand, what is it exactly that you are doing, and what is it exactly that you want us to think that you're doing? You are opposition to any and everything that is successful in this country. Anything that is trying to get this country together, you are in direct opposition of.
Americans are left twisting in the wind, struggling with the constant question, where do we go from here? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, three, two, one, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this, Wednesday morning. I'm very glad to be back in The American Journal. Brenna Morello, of course, your regular host, is kept away because of the weather. They keep canceling flights on her. So I'm happy to fill in, happy to be back here in the comfy studio, the cozy studio. We have a lot to talk about today. A lot to cover, and we'll start with the attack on Ilhan Omar. In case you don't know, Ilhan Omar was viciously assaulted during a very suspicious attack during a town hall. During a town hall with Representative Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis on Tuesday evening, a man rushed the lectern and appeared to spray her with strong-smelling liquid before he was tackled by security. And we see it here. And, I don't know if anybody's buying this. I don't know if anybody is believing that this is a thing that really happened. I'll tell you right now, I'm a little bit suspicious for a couple of reasons. The man who had been seated directly in front of the lectern in the front row suddenly jumped up as Ms. Omar was speaking and ran towards the podium. He used a syringe to spray her shirt with a substance that smelled strongly of vinegar. I suspect it may have been vinegar. As he stumbled backward and pointed at her, a security officer tackled him to the ground, handcuffed him, and removed him from the room. Gasps were audible through the crowd, as well as cries of, "Oh my God." Some attendees yelled out, "He sprayed something." A woman in the crowd appeared to be near tears. Minnesota police said the man, whom they later identified as Anthony J. Kazmierskek, or something, 55, was arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of assault. A forensic squad was called to analyze the scene. Ms. Omar, a Democrat who represents part of Minneapolis and has been a frequent target of President Trump, you know, because of all of the crime she's committed, held the town hall in the district of Minneapolis to address ongoing ICE operations in the city. Hours before, Mr. Trump criticized Ms. Omar at a rally in Iowa and repeated inflammatory remarks about her birth country, Somalia. He said immigrants have to show they can love our country. They have to be proud, not like Ilhan Omar. But of course, it was also announced yesterday that they would be looking into her finances. So that may be a little bit more pertinent than the offhanded remark from Donald Trump. It may have been the investigation into her sudden and unexplained rise from having less than $100,000 to $30 million, despite being a congresswoman with a salary less than $100,000. So it may have something to do with that. She may be using the Tim Walz approach, is when your fraud is about to be uncovered, stage an attack. That's essentially what's going on here. And there's some very disappointing developments when it comes to Minnesota and Minneapolis and fraud and ICE. But let's watch this. Let's watch this with the full. I don't believe it. This is going strictly off of what I witnessed, what we see in the video. Let's go to the video with the audio so we can fully absorb what's going on here. But, you know, I'm always reminded of a time I was
I was dating my now wife, but it was in college. She was living with a bunch of roommates. And I walked into the house and there was an argument going on. I could hear an argument happening in one of the back rooms. And my immediate thought was not, oh my God, somebody's about to fight. There's so many people are yelling at each other. My first thought as I walked in the room is, sounds like somebody's rehearsing for a play. You know, because like if you walk into a room and you hear angry voices, actual yelling, like on the verge of fighting, you feel it, right? You immediately, like, your adrenaline rushes and you're like, whoa, what's happening? Somebody, like, something crazy is going on. But when you hear elevated voices sounding like they're angry, but it's just obviously fake, it's all this, but if I ever thought that you were gonna, and it's just like, ostensibly it's loud, it's angry, but there's just this falseness. It just rings hollow. Your immediate response is not, oh my God, what's going on? Is somebody in trouble? It's, what are they pretending to be angry about exactly? That's the sense I get from this video, is if it was real, I can't tell you exactly how it would be different. It would be very, very different if this was real. First and foremost is the fact that Ilhan Omar, like, starts to run at the guy like she's going to punch him. No. I mean, at this point, I don't know if I have to explain it greater than that. Just no, I don't believe this for a single second. So let's watch the video with the audio so we can hear what the guy yells or whatever. Here's the vicious assault of the Vinegar Man against Ilhan Omar. Let's watch.
Impeachment. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, he sprayed something.
Oh my God, he sprayed something.
I need an apple design or face impeachment.
Oh yeah, look at the little glance.
Noam must resign or face impeachment.
And he sprays her with something, yells like, and she, she goes to punch him. Yeah, right. It's just such a lie. It's just, I'm sorry, I just don't believe it. I really, there's like 1,000 things about it, subtle, but I think important, that just makes me think, no, this just did not happen. Straight up. She also apparently just went back to giving the speech. Okay. I think we have a Jussie Smollett on our hands. Is that what the man was yelling? I couldn't quite understand him, but I think it's safe to say he was screaming, this is MAGA country. N-word. Something about the N-word, I'm sure. Now look, I guess I'll caveat this. Maybe this was real. Maybe. But, I mean, are we buying this? Are we really buying this? Maybe it was real. Maybe it was totally legit. Maybe this man, he just loves Trump and wanted to spray Ilhan Omar with some salad dressing for some reason. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I guess just on the face of it, what would be the point of a syringe full of vinegar? Why would this be something that you would risk jail time to accomplish? I mean, why would you not use an actually dangerous liquid? I'm not saying he should have. I'm not saying I'm mad that he's, but let's just think about this logically. You're going to assault a sitting congresswoman in public, on camera, at one of her town halls. And you're going to take this risk and commit this crime for which you know you're going to go to prison. And the best outcome you can get is she gets a little damp. You're doing this to make her damp. And she's going to have to change her shirt after this. So, you know, totally worth it. Now, if you're going to do something like this, you're going to actually do something. He wasn't actually doing anything. Okay, that would be the first illogical piece of this puzzle. This really does feel like Jussie Smollett, where it's like 2 a.m. in the winter in Chicago, and they recognized you, the white supremacists, are fans of Jussie Smollett, apparently. There's just, you know, I think the problem is some of these groups, they've adopted strategies I don't know if they fully comprehend. In other words, we're now being false flagged by idiots. I think this was a low IQ attempt at a false flag, and I'm just not buying it. Is that okay? Am I going to get sued for $10 billion? Or is it okay that I say, I don't believe Ilhan Omar got attacked unknowingly. I think she knew what was going to happen. Again, for a couple reasons. One, why would you not run away from this guy? I mean, that is the human reaction. And it's not about bravery versus cowardice. If some strange man charges at you and sprays something, I really don't care who you are, especially not if you're Ilhan Omar. Your first response is not to go act like you're going to punch him in the face, especially not if you're a politician who politicians go through training with their security. If anything happens, the first thing you do is duck and move backwards. But her first response is to ignore it until it happens. Almost smile, it looked like. No shocked look on her face. No, like, surprise whatsoever on her face. Are you kidding me? Look at that. No surprise, no shock, no concern even. She almost smiles when it happens. Okay, then if you're getting sprayed on, the first thing you're doing is being like, what the hell is this? And like trying to get your clothes off you or something. She's just like, doesn't seem to care about that. They apparently don't know what this liquid is at this point, right? According to the official story, she has just been mysteriously sprayed by an unknown person with an unknown substance. And her first response is not to like, literally just like take her shirt off immediately and try to get it as far away from her as possible. My first thought would be like liquidized anthrax. Like, again, if someone's going to assault a congressman on camera in full view of the press, you got to think this is something crazy. This is acid or something. She doesn't even wipe it off and apparently just goes back to giving the speech. I survived a war. No, you lost a war. That's why you're in this country. Yeah, you lost a war and had to run away, and now you live here. And I suspect, and based on my own personal observation, I have concluded that you are now false flagging the American people into thinking this happened. There's also, so we played the clip, the quick glance, clip number 12. So this is right before the guy stands up. Now, the fact that she glances up quickly, not suspicious. Okay. The suspicious part is that she glances right back down. Now, this is seconds before this guy gets up and attacks her. So what she looks up at is him readying the syringe. So you expect me to believe that she's giving a speech, she sees a little movement of the guy, looks up, sees that he has gotten a syringe out, and then just looks right back down. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. She also just seems nervous, doesn't she? Again, I'm going off vibes here. This is an investigation based on vibes, but they've never steered me wrong before. I think we have a Jussie Smollett situation on our hands. And of course, he does it right as she's like, we should impeach Donald Trump. And they're like, and Trump insulted Ilhan Omar yesterday. They also apparently launched an investigation into Ilhan Omar and her $30 million net worth that seemed to have arised out of the ether inexplicably during her time as a congresswoman. Quote, don't let the bullies win, Ilhan Omar says after attack, as Trump says he will de-escalate in Minneapolis. While Donald Trump suggested he would de-escalate operations in Minneapolis, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was attacked and sprayed with an unknown substance that, again, smelled like vinegar. We don't know what it is, but it looked like and smelled like and was vinegar, but we're not sure what exactly it was. We're forensically testing it right now. I have the feeling that it was vinegar. Why would he spray her with vinegar? Great question. It's a great question. Why would two MAGA supporters be walking around Chicago at 2 a.m. with a noose? You know, lots of questions with these mysterious attacks on Donald Trump's enemies. A man lunged towards her with a syringe and sprayed the politician before security tackled him to the ground. The alleged attack. I want to caveat, like, maybe it's real. If it is, it's still nothing happened, right? Worst case scenario, I'm laughing at Ilhan Omar because you got a little bit damp with some vinegar. She didn't get hurt. She wasn't actually attacked. Nothing actually happened here. I guess I'll caveat it by saying this could very well be true, but I'm picturing now the run-up, the preparation, you know, like taxi driver or something, but instead of like, you know, just like looking crazy, like sweating in the mirrors, he's like loading bullets into a revolver. It's him like opening up a jar of like vinegar and like dipping in the syringe and preparing it as if he's going to go do something crazy, go commit an attack, but he's essentially doing something less dangerous, less offensive than like a water balloon. All right, can we say that? Can we say what happened here is less, you know, of an attack than perhaps an afternoon in the backyard during the summer, throwing water balloons at one another? Just not blow this up out of proportion, okay? Let's remember what this is. A man has spritzed. She's been spritzed, folks. A man lunched. I'm sorry. I really can't take this seriously at all. Sorry. The alleged attacker, who'd been identified as a 55-year-old Minneapolis resident, has been arrested and charged with third-degree assault. Jail records identify the man as Anthony James Kazmierczak. Omar stepped towards the attacker before returning to the podium. She stepped, she put her hand up like she's going to punch him. I mean, that is the funniest part. That's like the MAGA country part, that punch. Like, why? Why would you would only do that if you knew the guy only had a spritzer? Again,
like, why would she go up on someone who's obviously got like something that he could stab her with?
Exactly my point.
And if you look at her when she kind of cocks back there, she's got like a bent wrist, like.
I don't know if she's ever thrown a punch before in her life.
No, she has. She has. You could tell.
I know she has kids, but I don't want to accuse her of that. I'm amazed that they would try to claim that this is real. Does anybody believe this? I mean, I haven't seen the, you know, it's a top story. They're making, you know, a giant deal out of this. I wonder why. Of course, well, no, I do think Ilhan Omar was in on it. Again, I've got no proof. I'm going off vibes here. But I was going to say, you know, things like this can be arranged without the knowledge of the person, you know, sort of a wink and a nod type of thing. But yeah, why would you run at somebody? If this was a real attacker, like imagine if this was like a real attacker. And Ilhan Omar is assassinated because, like, when the attacker got up and sprayed her with something, she decided to run at him. And he, like, stabbed her with a knife or something. Like, she doesn't know. She doesn't know if he has a knife. She doesn't know if he has a gun. She doesn't know what she just got sprayed with. And you expect me to believe that her first response is to try to punch the guy. No. 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 That's it. I'm done. That's the argument. Nancy Mace, I'm deeply disturbed to learn that Representative Ilhan Omar was attacked at a town hall today. Regardless of how vehemently I disagree with her rhetoric, and I do, no elected official should face physical attacks. This is not who we are. I agree. I don't think this is who we are. I don't think this was us, actually. I really don't. Omar, who was not injured in the attack, later posted on social media that she was okay, adding, "I don't let bullies win. Grateful to my incredible constituents who rallied behind me." Omar stepped towards the attacker before returning to this podium to say, "Here's the reality that people like this ugly man don't understand. We are strong, and we will stay resilient in the face of whatever they might throw at us." Okay. This at a time where she very well, according to her and by her knowledge, could be sitting there with acid burning through her shirt, or poison, you know, seeping its way to her skin. But she's not concerned about that. She's going to get up and give a pre-prepared statement about whatever they throw at us. Representative issued the following statement. During her town hall, an agitator tried to attack the congresswoman by spraying an unknown substance with a syringe. Security in Minneapolis Police Department quickly apprehended the individual. He's now in custody. The congresswoman's okay. She continued her town hall because she doesn't let bullies win. And because she wasn't concerned about what the liquid may have been. But why not? I would have gone to the hospital immediately if I was Ilhan Omar. Why would you not go to the hospital immediately? Why would you not immediately call the cops? Clear the place out. Like, what are we talking about? I think we're being false flagged by retards. I honestly. Hours before the attack on Omar, President Donald Trump criticized the congresswoman as he spoke to a crowd in Iowa, where he said his administration would only let immigrants who, quote, can show that they love our country. By the way, I think we have a video of this guy just like twitching and wriggling before the assault on Ilhan. And he looks like he's playing a part. He looks like he is acting as insane as possible. I don't even know if I... Yeah, clip 8 here. Fat, dopey white guy straight out of Central Casting. Let's watch clip number 8 and see this guy acting insane. Which, again, he's chugged an entire bottle of Fiji water. I'm sure... I mean, he looks like the type of guy that spends $8 on a bottle of water, doesn't he? He hit up Whole Foods for his organic vinegar and a bottle of Fiji before committing a public assault on Ilhan Omar to achieve nothing. He's got his reading glasses on top of his head. Yeah. I mean, they put about as much effort into this as they did into covering up the Smalley fraud. So, like, it kind of makes sense. Like, this is the false flag equivalent of the Leering Center, the Quality Leering Center. So, I mean, you know. Just sort of perfunctory, like nobody believes this. The left doesn't believe this, but they're going to pretend to. They're all going to watch this video and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. MAGA is so out of control. We believe this. We believe you, Ilhan, just like we pretend to believe that the Somalis require $10 million to teach their children. Come on, guys. You got to put a little more effort into it. You got to make it look like a real daycare. You got to have kids there if you want to scam the country forever. And if you want the false flag to succeed, you got to not just spritz a lady with vinegar, okay? You got to commit. There have been days of unrest and international outcry over the Saturday shooting of 37-year-old VA nurse Alex Pretty. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting any more information here. And the information that I do have has me firmly of the position that this is fake and gay. I think I'm going to go with a combination of both being fake and gay. So that's my take. That's my opinion here, allegedly. And, you know, don't sue me. The man accused has a reported history of sharing political posts, including one that criticized Omar on social media. Well, that's it. In 2021, he shared one political cartoon criticizing Omar's stance on security spending. And 5 years later, it all came to fruition. Oh, yeah, he's also friends with a bunch of, like, LGBT far-left activists. That's not suspicious, right? That's normal.
Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly. At thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder, super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. That's just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about a half a bottle a day. It's so strong. Look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike. can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline, alpha-GPC, GABA, supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High-quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel, Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original Superfood Greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Just what I needed for my morning jog.
Working 12 to 13 hours a day, Mind Fuel keeps me on my toes and in the action.
Try this energy shot for a boost like no other. Power your mind and body today.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Ilhan Omar survived the attack, the vinegar attack. There's got to be something there, right? Paul Newman strikes again. I don't know, what are some famous vinegar puns we could be making? I'm not taking it seriously, even in the slightest, so.
I think we need a chemical analysis to see if it was from Whole Foods or Walmart.
Yeah, we do. We need to see. What type of vinegar was it exactly? Maybe he was trying to clean her. Was he trying to clean her, perhaps? All right. We'll move on now to actual things that are real. We'll move on to things that actually have happened and are genuinely concerning. I really cannot take it seriously whatsoever. Although, I don't know, I really can't take anything seriously. I in a lot of ways, wish that I was Trump's enemy. So I'm not. I love Trump. I wish Trump would succeed. I wish he'd do what he set out to do. I wish his enemies would get out of the way, or I wish the people that worked for him would follow his orders every once in a while. I really do. But man, it seems really easy to be his enemy and trick him. He seems very easy to trick. I think I would have a lot of fun tricking Trump if I was a bad person. Because everybody seems to do it, and he seems to not get it. And I don't understand. I don't understand.
He puts out a Truth Social today, 1 hour ago, in which he says, surprisingly, he starts off with the word surprisingly. Okay. Just wait till what comes after surprisingly. Surprisingly, Mayor Jacob Frey just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. Are you surprised, Trump, at that? Or is that surprising to you? What? Why is that surprising? Because he lied to you once and you believed him? Why would you believe him? Why is it surprising? Every single day for the last month, he has come out and said that they won't work with the feds. What are you talking about? Why are you surprised at this? It's like you've got people like Mayor Frey who are just like ISIS Nazis. We're going to charge them once, you know, we're back in power. They're Nazis. They need to get out. We're not working with the Fed. We're not working with the Fed. We're not working with the Fed. Trump has one call where he's like, oh, yeah, we'll work with the Fed. And Trump is like, great, problem solved. And then Frey just goes right back to saying what he was saying the minute before he was talking to Trump. And Trump is like, what? Shocked Pikachu face, y'all. Like, what? Why would you be surprised? Why are you surprised, though? That's what I'm saying. I mean, Putin does it. Democrats do it. Apparently Todd Blanche does it. Pam Bondi does it. You can just lie to Trump and he just believes you. It's crazy. It's crazy. You can just tell him. I mean, Jacob Frey, Tim Walz, they're in a state of active rebellion. They have declared independence from the federal government and are encouraging their followers to fight the lawful authorities in order to drive them out of their geographic location. You're in a civil war right now. I don't know. Did Abraham Lincoln, was he ever shocked that Jefferson Davis was like fielding armies? Was he shocked by this? Shockingly, Jefferson Davis says they're not going to give up the slaves. What? Yeah, dude. They're like going to war against you over this. They did not change their mind during your phone call. What are you talking about? Sorry, let's continue. Trump is shocked. He's surprised. This is, I mean, do we need to play Trump himself giving the scorpion and the frog speech, the snake speech, whatever speech he would give? You brought me into your bosom. You knew I was a snake. Surprisingly, the snake bit me. Surprisingly, the venomous serpent that I'd brought to my breast bit me in the heart and killed me. Surprisingly. Sorry, I keep getting, I'm triggered here. Surprisingly, Mayor Jacob Frey just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. This is after having having a very good conversation with him. Could somebody in his inner sanctum please explain that this statement is a very serious violation of the law and that he is, caps lock, playing with fire? No, he's not. No, he's playing with a squishy little slime ball. No offense. No offense, but he's playing with you like a toy. What are you talking about? Can somebody in his inner sanctum explain to Jacob Frey? What does Trump think that would look like? Jacob Frey tweets out or says or whatever, we will not be working with the Fed. Like, do you expect somebody in his inner sanctum to be like, wait, do you know that you're committing a crime? And Jacob Frey being like, what? I did? When? And they're like, you're kind of doing an insurrection. He's like, no, but that's what they think I did? Oh my gosh, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. Let me call Trump and clear this up. You think he's going to realize he's, and again, it's just, I mean, this is just retarded. It really is. And again, this happens all the time. And then Trump goes out and complains about it, which the weird and shocking and confusing thing about this is like, why would you keep announcing that you've been tricked? Like, what type of egotistical narcissist are we dealing with? I thought Trump was hyper concerned about his public perception and especially concerning the appearance of strength. And yet he routinely comes out and is like, they got me again, guys. Bah. They got me again. They tricked me again. Putin said that he was going to stop bombing things. Guess what he just did? Bombing things. And I believed him and I trusted him fully. And he did it again. Okay. So you're just a fool. Okay, so you just keep getting fooled. You're very mad. The people who hate you, despise you, want to send you to jail, cut your head off. You're surprised that they would lie to you. Okay. This is the thing when people are like, oh, the Mamdani meeting was like 5D chess. I don't think it was. I think he gets tricked. I think he's easy to trick. I think it'd be very fun to be an enemy of Trump because you can just like give him a call and just be like, hey, Trump buddy, what's going on, man? I love ICE. ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, those are my favorite guys. I love them. They're great. We're not going to get in their way. Why would we get in their way? You don't think I love America and want the best for the people here? Of course I do. All right. Talk to you later, Trump. Anyway, sue ICE now. Anyway, let's make sure we're still gathering the list for enemies to assault when he's out of office. And Trump, meanwhile, is just like, I did it. I got through to him. He changed his mind. He understands now. He understands. I talked to Jacob Frey, and he admitted he was wrong, and ICE is good, and he's going to start helping now. 10 minutes later, what? Jacob Frey said that he would, but he just told me. Anyway, I just, it's embarrassing, it's pathetic, it's sad, and I'm hoping that instead of being encouraging, trying to convince Trump to do what's right, maybe we can just humiliate him into understanding that, like, these people are your enemies, the Democrats are evil. Like, what are we doing? They tried to shoot you in the head. They tried to send you to jail for 700 years over laws that don't exist that they made up in order to get you. And he still thinks he can talk to these people. He still thinks it's like a misunderstanding. He still thinks that like they just need to be told by somebody in their inner sanctum what's actually going on. No, dude, you're the one that needs to be told by your inner sanctum what's actually going on. You are the one who is acting delusional. You are the one whose inner sanctum needs to sit down with him and say you are being fooled over and over. You are facing an existential crisis, and you don't seem to realize that. And that's extremely dangerous because you're in charge of the country, sir. Just crazy. And it just shows you how stupid Maduro was. He got his ass kidnapped. He could have just told Trump that, whatever he wanted. He doesn't have to do it. Didn't have to be true. Trump will believe you. It's crazy. When it comes to Trump, the worst thing, like the thing you don't want to be is his friend, right? If you're his abject, like full-fledged enemy, his arch rival, you want him dead and his family grilled on a barbecue, and he will just like bend over backwards to help you. If you're his opponent, like you're kind of on the same side, but you disagree with him, you're a Lindsey Graham, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro type. It's red carpets. He's kissing your feet, even though you've done everything and you can, and you're, wily connivances to destroy him. And now you're standing next to him and he's, patting you on the head like a little dog. It's weird, man. It really is weird. Meanwhile, you're somebody like Alex Jones, who like is like the reason Trump got elected, has paid the price for it, immediately got hit with the insane lawsuits that have kept us basically under a wet blanket for the last couple of years. And it's like, you can't even get Trump to acknowledge it. It just, I don't know, man. It's weird. It's very weird. It's inexplicable to me. But one thing I think would really help, and I actually say this in total sincerity, we need civics education. We need education in civics. It's one of these things that, maybe a decade or so ago, it's like, do we really need to put that much importance into you know, drilling into kids' heads, like the exact meaning of different constitutional provisions or whatever. But like, you really see, if you don't constantly reinforce the meaning and purpose of our values, people do not understand them. And whether they are deliberately misconstruing them because they just don't believe in things like free speech and just want to use it as a weapon against people that do enjoy free speech in order to, you know, trick them into going along with their own destruction. Time to teach about civic literacy. Who's saying this? George Leaf, me and George are on the same page here. I don't even think I have that article. But, wait, this is good. I like this. Where's this from? I need this printed out. National Review. If students hear anything about the Constitution these days, they'll probably be told that it was written by racists to protect their power. Exactly. And so why would we be confused? Why would we be surprised when people in America think the First Amendment is evil? Think that it's some sort of trick by racist slave owners? Or thinking that the 10th Amendment just means whatever you want it to mean, whenever you want it to mean it? Yesterday on the War Room, I spent a long time just trying to explain the First Amendment. Democrats seem to think the First Amendment is the thing that allows you to, like, run up to a cop who's arresting somebody and try to physically stop them from doing so. They think that's the First Amendment. I don't know what they think it says. That's not what it says. It's not even remotely close to what it says. But they think that's First Amendment protected activity, what they're doing. It's not. Okay, there's nothing in the First Amendment that gives you the right to go blow out an officer's eardrum with a whistle when they're trying to put a rapist in handcuffs. That's crazy. That's not what the First Amendment is about. I think they think it is. I think they see, you know, Martin Luther King given a speech at the Lincoln Memorial and think it's like exactly the same as some dude running up to a cop in the middle of an arrest and trying to steal his gun. And they're like, free speech, though. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you liked the First Amendment. I guess you're a hypocrite. What do you think what do you think the First Amendment says? What do you think the Second Amendment says? They don't know. They don't know. They don't care. Or they're like deliberately just, again, like I said, misconstruing it. Like, they actually don't believe in free speech. They know we do. Same way that non-Christians will use misconstructions, falsifications of Christian doctrine to convince you to do stuff. Again, it's just a useful weapon of theirs. It's not just the First Amendment or the Second Amendment that they deliberately misunderstand. Let's go to clip number 6 here. This is Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro saying he will invoke the 10th Amendment, which is not something you invoke, but Josh Shapiro, here he is.
To prepare for a federal onslaught where they would send troops in to undermine the freedoms and the constitutional rights of our citizens. Think about that for a moment. This is un-American. But I want the good people of Pennsylvania to know, I want the American people to know that we will do everything in our power to protect them from the federal overreach. There is such a thing as the 10th Amendment. I believe the federal government is violating that in Minnesota. We will stand tall and not allow them to violate it in Pennsylvania. We'll defend the people here, and we will stand up to this federal overreach.
It is impossible to argue with this, and we don't really need to argue with it. We really don't. Just like we don't need Jacob Frey to suddenly understand that what he's doing is wrong. They know what they're doing is wrong. Their acknowledgement of that is not a necessary prerequisite for their punishment. Do we not understand that? It feels like Republicans are trapped in a falsified delusion of their own, where they have to get the Democrats to like it's like they don't understand that it's possible that we can just impose things on them. Republicans genuinely act like we cannot do things without the Democrats' permission. We can't punish them if they don't admit what they're doing is wrong. And in fact, we can't punish them ever. What the Republicans want crazy as this is, as wishful thinking, I mean, don't even begin to describe it. They want Democrats to accept that we've won the argument and then change their behavior on their own volition with no incentive, no carrot, no stick, just understanding and agreeing to go along with it. Why would you think that that was ever something that they would ever do? Like, what has ever given you the idea that they are capable of such a thing? Because it's not just that they want the Democrats to acknowledge that what they're doing is wrong and then they'll punish the Democrats. They don't intend to ever punish the Democrats. They think the only way to get Democrats to do what the voters want is to just continue to argue with the Democrats forever to try to convince them to do what the voters want. The voters voted for you. You are in power. You have the authority. You have to just do it. Is it even worth it to compare the quote unquote crimes of the Trump administration, for which like 57 people were arrested, from Trump himself to Peter Navarro to Steve Bannon to Roger Stone? And it, I mean, the idea, I'm like, it's not even worth comparing. Nobody in Trump's circle ever did anything like what's happening right now. And what's happening right now is nothing less than entire states softly withdrawing from the union. You know, it's almost like a corollary to how they figured out how to invade and destroy Europe. That, like, if you brought an army to Europe's doorstep, Europe had no problem in defeating it over and over and over for centuries on end. Armies would show up at the shores of Europe and they would be beaten back and destroyed. And so instead, they just sent the same armies, same people, same intentions, same desires, same ends in mind, only none of them had weapons. And it worked. And somehow it worked. Somehow, instead of saying, we're invading you, you know, on guard, if you just said, invasion? I'm not invading anybody. What are you talking about? And you just, like, brought in a couple hundred million people. And it just works, and it just, they did it. They achieved through duplicity and clandestine activity and deception what they could not achieve with all the armies in the world. And they're sort of doing the same thing here, where instead of just declaring that they're breaking away from the union, instead of doing the honorable thing like the Confederacy and just going, hey, you want us to do it, it's going to have to be war, staking their claim and seceding from the union, they're doing this thing where they're like trying to pretend that that's not what they're doing when that clearly is. And you have entire states now, entire state government apparatuses doing this fairly openly. You can add Pennsylvania to the list because it's not just their mayor, Jacob Frey, or Fry, or however you say his name. But it's also the Attorney General, I believe. That's who this is, right? And he's saying the same thing. He's the Philly DA. So he's the Philadelphia DA, Krasner, clip 23 here. And he's going even farther. He's not just saying that the government won't work with ICE, even though they're supposed to, in all this chaos been caused by them not working with ICE, would all be over if they would just do what they're obligated to do by law, or if they don't do what they're obligated to do by law, that the Trump administration would then punish them for breaking the law. Just like any of these would work. The only thing you can't do is nothing. The only thing that won't stop this is by just asking the people attacking you to stop. It's never going to work. What are we doing here? Let's go to clip 23 here. This is the DA of Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, and he's going even farther than just saying they won't work with him. They're going to throw the ICE agents in prison. Let's watch.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice.
What do I even need to say anything? I mean, what are we doing here? That guy just is extolling his crowd to hunt down ICE agents like they're Nazis. ICE agents whose only action has ever been to arrest illegal alien criminals. Is this free speech? Is this the First Amendment? Like, what are we doing here? Because they mean it. You understand they mean it. You understand the Democrats are not Republicans. They're not cowards. They're not out there going, we are going to explain to ICE why what they're doing is wrong, and then acting surprised when ICE doesn't go along with it. They're going to get in power, and they're going to have a judge sign off on a warrant to go arrest an ICE agent. And ICE agents who are right now risking their lives to go arrest illegal aliens will be faced with the choice to either submit to a utterly biased and rigged jury under a judge who may just like default them outright, since that's apparently a thing you can just do now whenever you want. You just don't have the right to defend yourself in America if a judge just decides that, you know, what the way you respond isn't exactly precise or adequate. City prosecutors joined forces to bring charges against federal agents. You actually can't have this. What are we talking about? So those ICE agents are going to, you know, face whether they're going to like go on the run or submit themselves to spend the rest of their lives in prison as a cop, as a federal agent who's been demonized. So the Trump administration, by not acting now, is essentially setting up the people working for him, setting up the agents carrying out his agenda to basically spend the rest of their life to dying in prison, to being murdered in prison, even though they never did anything wrong. And what, we're just going to wait until then? Like, this is what I don't understand. All of this stuff has the same trajectory. It all is on its way towards just a horrifying conclusion. And the longer you wait, the harder it is to stop. I'm blown away at the incapacity of the Trump administration to do anything about all of this insane insurrectionist activity. They haven't done anything.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures about it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the ultimate methylene blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by methylene blue, ultra methylene blue at theologyshowstore.com.